Thanks for joining the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host and event mentor, Sarah Brush, event professional for over two decades. My goal for this podcast is to share how events and sponsorships can help you build community, make an impact, and grow your business, and have lots of fun while doing it. By the way, don't forget to check the episode notes for valuable event resources exclusively for you. I appreciate you spending this time with me. Let's get this party started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thanks for taking the time to be here today. In this episode, I want to share about hidden fees, unexpected fees, or fees you might not even think about that you will encounter when you are planning and hosting your event. Number one is a big one. This can really add up if you are not aware of it or not budgeting for it. This is tax, gratuity, and service charges. Service charges can include fees for setup, teardown, and just general event coordination services. I have seen this be, around 20 to 25%, but of course, this is going to depend on, your venue, your location, and all of those details. Also, the service fees or the tax and gratuity on top of F&B, so that could be around 18 to 22% on top of your menu prices and your drinks. So you want to make sure that you are planning accordingly for all of these various fees and your budget has that all set up so you don't have any surprises on site. Number two is cancellation fees. Make sure when you are booking a vendor or a venue that you are aware in the contract of all of the penalties for canceling or rescheduling the event. Typically, there'll be a time frame, if you cancel more than 180 days out, it's this fee. And then if you cancel 90 days out, it's this fee. So you want to just look at that and make sure, if you are not 100% confident when you're booking this, that you're aware of what will happen if you need to cancel. Number three is minimum spending requirements. So some venues or vendors may have a minimum spending requirement that might not be stated upfront. And almost always on F&B, there is going to be a minimum spend that you have to meet. If you are hosting an event, let's say at a hotel, they may charge you for meeting room fee. And then they'll say, based on this amount of people, you need to hit an F&B minimum of this number. And then if you don't hit it, they are still going to charge you that amount. So you're really losing money that isn't going towards anything valuable. So it's important to know those numbers. And then if you see that you're below that number, before you go on site for your event or before all of your numbers are due, you really will want to up your F&B so the attendees can get some value from that money versus you just having to pay it because you didn't meet that number. Number four is overage charges. So additional fees for exceeding agreed upon limits on things like food and beverage, consumption, or AV equipment usage. For example, if you guarantee a certain number of people attending the event, which is actually lower than how many people are attending the event just because you want to save money, at the hotel, they'll typically count the number of people that are getting meals. Let's say if you have a buffet or if you have a plated dinner and you have extra people sitting down, and then they will charge you those numbers. Or if you need the AV team to set up overnight, let's say, and you have an 8 a.m. start in the morning and they weren't aware of this in advance, you will likely be paying overtime for them to have to set up in the evening or overnight versus just a standard day setup. So you just want to make sure all of that is organized in advance so you really do have the correct fees and last minute you're not really scrambling to make sure that you have budget for something you didn't plan. And I would say on that topic of AV setting up that you want to make sure that you have the meeting space reserved for as much time as you can before your event starts. So if your event starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, can you get that meeting space in the evening or, during the afternoon, the day before. So that way everybody can set up and you don't have to pay any of those overtime fees. So it depends on your venue. Sometimes they're very strict because they want to rent that space to other groups. But if they have it available, they may let you just hold that space in advance. So that way you have enough time to set up and you don't have to worry about doing things in the evening. Number five is credit card fees. So extra charges for paying with credit card, let's say to your vendors, or when your attendees pay for your event and they have to use credit card, are you charging them those fees or are you covering any fees that you get charged for them paying by credit card. This may be minimal if you have a small event, but for some of our really large corporate events, it's a huge amount of money that we're paying in credit card processing fees. So it's just something to think about. And this also comes into play at an even more significant rate if you have a lot of sponsors and they're paying by credit card, and those fees are typically much larger than what an attendee would be paying. Number six is equipment rental fees. Hidden costs for renting tables, chairs, linens, and other essential items. You just want to be clear when you sign a contract what is included. If you're at a hotel, typically everything's included, and they'll probably have standard linens that they can have. And if you want to upgrade to something nicer, then obviously you'll pay for that. But if you're at another type of a venue that you're really renting the space, but it's a blank space and they're going to charge for chairs, tables, and anything else you need to bring in, and you either have to use their preferred vendor or you may be able to use any vendor that you want. So those are just things to take into consideration. Number seven is vendor exclusivity fees. So this is fees for bringing in outside vendors or suppliers not affiliated with the venue or the event organizer. So I see this a lot with audiovisual vendors, especially at hotels, as sometimes you can save money by bringing in your own AV vendor, even when the fees you charge to bring them in, you're still actually saving money. So this happens a lot where if you have a specific vendor, AV vendor that you love to work with, you feel confident with them, you know that they keep the show moving smoothly, and you know they're great with your speakers, and you just feel more comfortable having a team that you know, then typically at most hotels or venues, you can bring them in. You just might have to pay a fee to do that because they'll still have to have one of their AV techs be kind of a main lead on that. So it's always something to take into consideration because hotel audiovisual can be really expensive. So you can definitely get some quotes, find out how much the hotel charges for you to bring them in, and just keep an eye on that so you can see what makes the most sense for your budget and for your relationship with your vendors. Number eight is rush fees. So let's say you have a photographer or a videographer and you need the photos or the videos overnight because let's say you're doing a photo montage in the morning or you have video testimonials that you are going to need right away when the event ends to do some post-event promotion. Just to make sure that you are clear with your vendors and everybody's agreed upon, you know, what the fees are, what is the timeline, so you're not getting those added expenses last minute, and then also causing a lot of stress for your vendors to do things that weren't planned. Number nine is Wi-Fi. I have seen a lot of events that do not purchase Wi-Fi for attendees or sponsors, but then end up adding it later, or sponsors have to add it and they're not aware that it's not included. And also with the audiovisual team, sometimes they will need a certain bandwidth to meet their needs to be able to move everything quickly and on a pace with what they need to do with downloading and things like that. So you just want to make sure with your venue, what's included complimentary, what might you need, you know, what is making it clear to attendees and sponsors as well so they know, you know, what the situation is with Wi-Fi. And number 10, not a hidden or unexpected fee, but just something that you should have in your budget is a contingency fund. So having a buffer for all of these unexpected expenses that we just talked about or last minute changes is really essential to avoid budget surprises. So it really depends on what your budget is and how much money you can account for in doing a contingency. But if you can do, you know, something like 15%, 20% to ensure that you have that money there just in case you need it. And you can always redistribute that when you get closer to the event if you feel like things are really under control and you need a smaller amount, maybe for unexpected printing on site, or maybe you run out of coffee and you need to add more. So you can keep an eye on that and adjust as you need it, but it's always good to have that fund so you have something to work from and it's not just, you know, all of your budget spread out and accounted to a certain area and then you have no money for these unexpected surprises. And lastly, with all of this, it's very crucial to thoroughly review your event contracts and ask about any potential hidden fees before signing just to avoid unexpected expenses later on. So most of these fees should be laid out in your contract. And if you have any questions about it, then you want to just make sure you ask your venue or vendors so you can have a very clean, clear budget, and that will just help overall with your planning and post-event. Thanks for listening. And if you ever have any questions about expenses, budgets, anything event related, feel free to reach out to me at Event of Brush on Instagram, and I will talk with you soon. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate it that you spent it with me. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love, love if you can rate it 5 stars and write a review. This helps us get the podcast out to more people. And if you want to connect, I am on Instagram @EventerBrush, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks, and have a great day.